Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, 6:06. Kelly O'Connell here. It is the 13th of May, and I got a special guest here. My buddy Mark D'Antonio is on the show with a couple of his cohorts, a couple of his friends, and but anyway, we got this wreck, this terrible wreck in back east in Philly, and it's five people dead, cars ripped apart, body parts laying around and such. So it's a very tragic scene back there. I'll give you a little bit of reporting on that. But it's a wet night last night. It rained all night. I had my door open and listened to the rain. So it was real nice last night. And nice, going to make for a cooler day today. So we have Ben Rossin coming on in the second hour. But like I say, I've got Mark D'Antonio here. It's good to have him back on the show. It's been a while. We've had a few near misses, but he's back. And got a lot of other stuff going on, of course. Tom Brady is going to be fighting his suspension. Feds collect $2 trillion in taxes through April. Hawaii's $205 million Obamacare is missing in action. And there's a lot of these Obamacares around the country that are these exchanges that are either themselves in critical care or they're really have imploded. It's absolutely amazing. Moody's reports that Chicago is in junk bond territory, believe it or not. And Rahm Emanuel is not happy about that. We've got a series of muggings in New York City's Central Park. And there's just a lot of this is racial unrest across the country. And so in the meantime, Obama is lecturing Fox News that they've got to learn how to do some reporting. So just one of those situations. But anyway, let me get you a little bit of reporting from this train wreck. It was a train that was headed to New York and from Philadelphia, derailed and tipped over in Philadelphia on Tuesday. And there were at least five people dead. There may be more. Mayor Michael Nutter said the scene was horrific. Quote, "It was an absolute disastrous mess. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Cars were in disarray. And they were overturned, sides ripped open." He said it was a devastating scene down there. "We walked the entire length of the train area and the engine completely separated from the rest of the train, killer to the rest of the cars." He called it unbelievable. And that's Amtrak train 188, a Northeast regional, head left Washington, D.C. The front of the train was going into a turn when it started to shake before coming to a sudden stop. So the train started to decelerate. And like someone slammed on a brake, and then suddenly you could see everything starting to shake. And this is according to Paul Chung, who was on the train. "You could see the people's stuff flying over me." And so people were scrambling to get out of the train. It was absolutely surreal. So undoubtedly there's going to be more injured and possibly more dead. So I have a little clip for you on that in just a second. But it's too bad. Those folks need our prayers. And just kind of wonder how many will end up being dead And he, this Paul Chung said, or another passenger said, Daniel Wettrin said, the fact that I walked off the train kind of made it even more surreal because of the people that didn't walk off. So situation like that, you never know. One person could die right next to another person who's fine. And here is that clip for you. This is the mayor.